MNN, I'm Jason Dinesen. The big, beautiful bill passed in the U.S. House of Representatives on Thursday and now heads to the president for signature. Minnesota food banks are bracing for the impacts the federal cuts to the SNAP food program will have on Minnesota families. Zach Rodvold is with Second Harvest Heartland.
This could affect benefits for as many as 150,000 Minnesotans in the near term through cuts to benefits or outright stripping people of their benefits altogether. But over time, it will affect every Minnesota SNAP participant because it makes it harder for benefits to keep up with costs.
More than 440,000 Minnesotans use SNAP. A federal judge has ruled that Vance Belter will remain in custody without bail ahead of his trial for the murder and attempted murder of two Minnesota lawmakers and their spouses. Belter appeared in court Thursday. He waived his right to a detention hearing where prosecutors would have presented key evidence in the case and told the judge he was looking forward to court. Most of Minnesota no longer has drought conditions except for one part of the state. Pete Boulay from the State Climatology Office.
Northern part of the state, far north, has been getting missed. All the storm action has been basically pretty much Grand Forks to the Iron Range on south. So north of there, beginning to dry out, and Lake of the Woods is 2 feet lower right now than it was this time last year.
Boulay says most of central and southern Minnesota has received rainfall. There's moderate drought in 11.5% of the state. The Minnesota Twins lost to the Marlins on Thursday 4-1 in Miami. The Twins return home to start a three-game series against Tampa Bay, with the first game of that series at 3:10 this afternoon at Target Field. And the Minnesota Lynx beat Washington last night 92-75 at Target Center behind 28 points from Nafisa Collier. In other MNN headlines, Minnesotans are paying a little less for their 4th of July picnic this year, as MNN's Brent Palm reports.
The 2025 survey by the American Farm Bureau shows a cookout that includes burgers, pork chops, chicken breast, potato salad, fruit, and dessert cost $70.92. That's 30 cents cheaper than the record of $71.22 in 2024. Prices are higher for beef this year and down slightly for pork, potato chips, and buns. The Independence Day meal is expected to feed 10 people. Brent Palm, MNN.
And the Minnesota DNR is reminding people to be water aware. Spokeswoman Lisa Dugan says drowning can happen quickly and silently.
They may not be raising their hands above their heads and waving you down or calling for help.
The DNR is increasing patrols over this holiday weekend to catch impaired boaters and to keep waterways safe. I'm Jason Dinesen, and you've been listening to news on MNN.